This week's Cheshire Soot 106.9 Club of the Week is Gym Force Gymnastics Club, who have recently celebrated the grand opening of their new venue in Hazel Grove. Founded in 2016, the club has developed into a gymnastics club for all ages and abilities, as club founder Bethan Longman explains.
Gym Force started back in 2016, where I just decided that one day I wanted to, you know, set up a tumbling club, because when I did gymnastics when I was younger, my favourite part was tumbling, and I couldn't just do tumbling, I had to do the bars and the beam and the vault. So it originally started out just tumbling classes for those who just wanted fun, learning the rolls, the handstands, the somersaults, and then I realised I missed gymnastics, so started with recreational classes and then built up from there really. Gym Force offers like everything from recreational to club. So club training, 13 hours plus a week, recreational hours, just 1 hour, an hour and a half a week, as well as preschool starting at 3 years, 2.5 years, all the way up to adults, 18 plus. They learn something new every single week, whether they do want it just to be recreational and fun, or if they want to go down the club route, work hard, be conditioned, flexible. All that, we can definitely offer that. If you learn a little slower, if you learn faster, we go at your pace. There's no pressure if you want to do competitions, if you don't. It's all down to the athlete. It's very easygoing, very fun, but we make sure they learn something new every single week, so they're not doing the same thing week in, week out. We make sure you know, they're warmed up properly, stretched properly, conditioned properly. And yeah, just make sure that them as children are looked after in every way possible within the sport.
It's an exciting time to be involved in the club, not only because of the club's new home, but it's a club that is continuing to grow. The club has seen its membership more than double in recent months, with Gym Force offering a variety of sessions for different age groups. Amy, Lowry and Connie all trained during Gym Force's club sessions, with Gym Force also offering recreational level activity.
We do multiple different things, so we go on different pieces and we learn loads of new skills and do loads of conditioning to get better skills. I love vault and just getting to know new people. Like, I've made loads of new friends here and stuff. It's really good.
If you've had like a bad day at school or something, you can like come to gymnastics and then like you feel better because like you're like with all your friends and you like push yourself to get higher and better skills and like do competitions between yourselves to get a skill.
I think it's really inspiring. Is like it's different to every other sport because you're not on a set of rules, and you can basically learn what you want to your ability. I really like it, especially like doing floor, and like you get to express yourself with music and dance. So it's like dance and gymnastics all together, really.
When you're here, or if you're gonna join gymnastics, then just be yourself and push yourself to do new skills and just have fun.
It's for anyone, really, gymnastics, and it doesn't matter really how old you are. We do adult classes, there's ones for toddlers as well, so, and it's a really good experience, so I think you should.
The club has many dedicated coaches, including Sophie Bennett, who returned to gymnastics after taking a break from the sport. Now involved at Gym Force, gymnastics has become a big part of her life again, with her daughter also training at the club.
I grew up doing gymnastics, spent quite a lot of years in the gym, high level, so it's quite a lot of training. And then when I was about 16, 17, I stopped, just basically because I'd grown up a little bit and I moved to Spain. So when I came back, I lived in Spain for 4 years, and I came back, I went into coaching then. I did that for a few years until I had my children. And then as my little girl got older, she was never on her feet, she was always on her hands. So I thought, yeah, she's probably taken after me. So I brought her along here to Gym Force, and yeah, she loves it now as much as I did. So when I'm coaching, I just want to have a go. So now I can, and not maybe look so much a fool when I can't quite do so much as I used to be able to.
Are you glad that you came back to gymnastics after the break?
Definitely. The only reason I had such a long break is because I had my children, and I was it's never left my life, if you like. I've always watched it on TV, like the Olympics and everything. I don't think it will ever leave me. It was a big part of my life, and I think, you know, it always will be. And especially now that my daughter's involved with it and I'm coaching again. Gym Force is like one big happy family. I've felt welcome as soon as I put my foot through the door, and all the children that come in here, they feel exactly the same as well. So anyone that does want to come, come on down. They won't be disappointed.
Gymnastics can be a sport for all ages, and the club currently holds a free adult class on Thursday evening. Neil Harrison has recently started at the sessions, having never tried gymnastics before.
I started coming here when it started doing adult classes about 4 or 5 weeks ago. My daughter cheers across the road at Pixies, and I've always been pretty envious of what she's been able to do, so I'm quite fond of going myself. Like a challenge, and it's the kind of thing you don't tend to do as a mid-40s man, to get a chance to go on the bars and throw yourself into a pit. And also, having played rugby in the past, no one's going to smash into me in the gym quite as hard, so it's a good chance to do something different, try and test myself a bit physically still. So, yeah, I've enjoyed it so far. Learning a new skill, I think, is the key part at any stage of life. It's good to learn something new and push your body a little bit in a way it's not been doing before. So you can run, or I can cycle, I can swim, whereas something like this I can't really do in my own time. I need to go and be taught and be coached, and it's nice to be able to do that and learn something new. Nice small group. Bethan's a great coach to give you some ideas, things to work on, things you'd be going. And yeah, it's a friendly club, and the same across the road at Pixies, a cheer club. It's a perfect time on a Thursday evening. It's a really friendly group. The setup is very good. There's lots of different operators to go at, and it's a good chance just to try something new. One's never too old to learn and to push yourself. And these days, when so many people are stuck inside with COVID or working from home, it's good to get out and meet people and do something different.
After months of hard work and dedication, Unit 3 on Malford Road in Hazel Grove has become the new home of Gym Force Gymnastics Club. The industrial unit has been turned into a fully equipped gymnastics gym, with brand new equipment, a changing room, reception area and a pro shop. It's a project that Bethan has spent many months working on, and after getting the keys to the building earlier this year, what started out as a vision has now become a reality, with the new gym now officially open.
So I took it over from a gardening company. So as you can imagine, it was very muddy, very dirty, just no love into the building at all. So literally the full works, whole unit rewire, new plumbing throughout, mezzanine floor taken down, whole unit painted, whole unit cleaned, plastered, painted, carpeted, as well as a pit being built, the equipment going in, everything.
It's been a huge, huge project, but looking at it now, especially ahead of the grand opening on Sunday, I hope you can look at it with incredible pride. You must sit here or stand up on the mezzanine, look down and think, wow, we've managed to achieve this.
Yeah, like, it's all very, very overwhelming, to be honest. I cry a lot, I'm not going to lie. But, they are happy tears because I am so overwhelmed. But throughout the whole process, throughout the whole 9 months of it transforming, sometimes I would just sit in the unit by myself and just take it all in of what it looked like at that very moment, because I knew the next date was going to change and so on and so forth, until it just slowly started to come together, because I knew those 9 months, even though they were hard and they felt really long, like, it was only going to be for a short period of time, and then how it looks now is going to be forever. I've wanted to keep the whole surprise of what it looked like hidden for the grand opening, for the big reveal. I wanted it to be big, I wanted people to be intrigued, I want people to come down, and it's been so hard not to post photos and videos of the girls and their faces and, you know, them learning the skills and the equipment and how it looks, because I'm so proud of it. So yeah, I'm so excited to show everyone how it looks and what I've achieved.
Absolutely. And now, looking back on those 5 years since Gym Force came about, since you put that £500 in your bank account, did you ever imagine then where it would be now?
I always knew I wanted like a big club with all the big equipment, but when I first put it in, no, I didn't think you know, I'd do it, I'd get there, that sort of thing. But it was always like an aim as such, but no, I didn't think it'd ever come reality. For me personally, I know people say this a lot, but if I can do it, I definitely think everyone can. I failed everything at school, like literally everything. I left school in year 9 because I was bullied. I had to leave for my own safety. Things like that happen. So I come out with 2 C's and failed everything else. I got a C in English and a C in maths. And, you know, I was just told that just if you believe in something, you've got the drive to do it, just keep going. Just push yourself. Everyone can give it a go. It's never too late to start. I always say to my gymnasts, you're not born backflipping into life. Like, everyone starts at the beginning.